AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says the U.S. will retaliate following suspected meddling and hacking by Russia during the presidential election. The president says he spoke directly to Russian President Vladimir Putin about it. The AP's Mark Smith reports President-elect Trump and his aides continue to fire back on the issue of Russian hacking.
Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway says a White House suggestion the president-elect knew Russia was meddling in the campaign is breathtaking and irresponsible. White House spokesman Josh Earnest counters the Trump camp should stop attacking U.S. intelligence and start supporting a full probe. Trump himself this morning tweeted, "Are we talking about the same cyber attack that revealed Hillary Clinton got questions ahead of a debate?"
President-elect Trump announced he will nominate attorney David Friedman as ambassador to Israel. He supports Israeli settlements and other changes to U.S. policies in that region. Syria's state news agency is reporting an explosion outside a police station in the capital, Damascus. Meantime, there's been gunfire in Aleppo, the AP's Sarah L. Deeb reports.
The evacuation was derailed since this morning after violence broke out around the crossing where people head into other rebel areas and away from the besieged area.
Thousands of people in Aleppo are still believed to be stuck in one area surrounded by government forces. Restrictions are being eased on using tap water in outlying areas of Corpus Christi, Texas. But Mayor Dan McQueen says people in about 85% of the city still can't drink the water.
We've still got a big issue out there. We've got a lot of water coming. We've got stations for the public.
A harmful chemical leaked from an industrial plant into the water supply in Corpus Christi. A woman has died near Syracuse, New York. Her body and vehicle were found in a creek that apparently crashed during whiteout conditions. And freezing drizzle caused problems around Oklahoma City. Three people died in separate wrecks. Wall Street stocks remain higher, the Dow up 35 points. This is AP Radio News. A police officer is in critical condition after being shot north of Seattle. The officer was responding to a call of a shooting in Mount Vernon, Washington. Sergeant Keith Leary with Washington State Patrol says a suspect is in custody.
The SWAT teams went in to approach the residence after it was determined it would be the best time to try to extract this individual or get him to come out. And there was some gas used.
Police later said a primary suspect was taken into custody as well as two other suspects. The entire University of Minnesota football team is boycotting the Holiday Bowl game against Washington State in a few weeks. They're standing behind 10 of their teammates who were suspended earlier this week after an internal university investigation into an alleged sexual assault. They want the school president and athletic director to apologize and revoke the suspensions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.